Okay. Today's shir is Daf Tzadik Ches. We're in Daf Tzadik Zayin. We're going to go back to the Daf Tzadik Zayin. Today's Daf is sponsored by Silverstein family, Lulu Nishmat, Ira Silverstein. We saw Mordechai and Dov Zev, who are at it today. Shama Shadat and Aliyah. And the learning should be Lulu Nishmat. So we said yesterday that chatos meat that touches other meat imparts the flavor from the chatos meat to the other meat. And then we asked, well, that's true about chatos meat, because it says that it touches. It touches balua. We said yesterday, how do you know other meat that works? So we did it very, very quickly yesterday. So we quoted a pasuk that said, pasuk in the end of Parshas Tzav, it says, those Torahs la'ola, ulamincha, ulachas, on the last skinny line on Tzadik Zayin on the day. Why am I doing it over? We did it very, very fast. I want to make sure we know it. So it says, Zos Torah, Zos HaTorah, this is the Torah, La'ola, L'mincha, L'chatas, L'asham, L'miluim, L'zevach HaShlamet. That Rashi point, that pasuk is completely superfluous. That pasuk is nothing new. Nothing new, it says. Why did it say it? It's like a recap. Why shouldn't Torah do that? So that pasuk is completely open for drasha. So the Gemara is going to make a drasha from every word in that pasuk. So yesterday we said, Ola. What do you learn from Ola? You learn from Ola that you have to use a knife. Why? Because Avraham Avinu used a knife. Not that Yitzchak was an Ola. That doesn't say Yitzchak was an Ola. It says the aisle was an Ola. Half has to know. Right? Yitzchak was an Ola. The aisle was an Ola. So therefore, what do you see from that? That the Ola has to be with a knife. So too, every carbon has to be with a knife. Now we say, what do you learn from the word mincha? From the word mincha, you learn just like a mincha. Can only be eaten by male kahanim, so too, every carbon has to be eaten by male kahanim. So the Gemara says, well, which kahanim are you talking about? Which carbon? Chatos and asham? The Torah says that. No, talking about shlamit. Shlamit tibur have to be eaten by male kahanim. The Gemara says, there's another pasuk that says that. A pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, I think. No, with that pasuk. Pasuk in, no, somewhere by Midbar. Baloscha, Shlach, Korach, somewhere else, I think it's in Korach. Korach says that, the Gemara says, I'm going to call this tonight. So I'm learning out from the pasuk in Korach, and so I'm learning out from this pasuk. Okay? Now we'll go back to second line on Tzadik Ches Lamed Bet. Now we're up to the word chat. This is why this price is here. Chatos. What do you do with the word chatos? Well, ma chatos mekadeshas bibilua, just like a chatos, is mekadesh. By absorption, meaning that if the meat of a chatos touches the meat of another meat, the other meat, it imparts the flavor to the other meat and gives it the properties of a chatos. Afkal mitkadesh es bibilua. That applies to every also, not just the chatos. Okay? A little Rashi. Very unusual Rashi. Look what he says. He says, the Rashi's right there. Ma chatos mitkadesh bibilua. The afkal gas to bibin chanami ksiv kol sheiga behem yikadesh. By mincha says the same thing. Whatever touches the mincha becomes kodesh. The mikadesh is bibilua. That anything else that touches a mincha also becomes kodesh. So why is the makar chatos? What about mincha? Mincha says the same thing. So Rashi says, look how wordy this Rashi is. Ik tzrach lemikdashinho lechatos. I'd rather make a hekish to chatos. Dimi mincha lo matziyalti. I don't want to make the hekish for mincha. Di'ika lemeimar, because I could say, lo itzkash l'mincha. Don't compare it to mincha. Ela l'inyan zikre kahuna. What's mincha used for? Mincha we use, we just said, to teach you zikre kahuna. Don't use it to teach me this. Ava l'inyan bilua, the fact of absorption, dib mincha, dafka. Maybe I would say, mincha dafka. Why? Dirachya, dirakika, sorry. Because it's soft. L'mivla, Avoshar Kudshim Lo. I would say, you know why the pasuk says that a mincha is bilua? Because it's dough. It's very soft. Of course it imparts flavor. I'm going to learn that to other kabbalas. How can I do that? However, chatos is a hard meat. Hard meat absorbs. Every meat absorbs. Okay? Why is that Rashi a problem? Because in a few minutes, Rabbi Akiva is going to learn exactly that. He's going to learn it exactly from mincha. Okay, so hold on to that Rashi for a minute. Now, next Rashi, the next one's the hardest part of the day. Asham. What do you learn from Asham? So you learn like this. Ma Asham. Just like the carbon Asham. Ein Shafir Vishilya Kadosh Bo. There's no Kedusha in the afterbirth, the placenta, all these parts of a birth. There's no Kedusha by an Asham by these parts. Why not? Because an Asham is a male. There's no female Asham. So males, last time we checked, males don't give birth. So therefore, just like, listen to this, just like by an Asham, there's no Kedusha by any part of a baby. Why not? Because there is no baby, because it's a male. Afkal, so too, by even other kabanos, where that could be male, that could be female, where there could be such a thing. Ein Shafir Vishilya Kadoshbo. There's still no Kedusha regarding those parts of the baby. Okay? With the Rashi, next Rashi, it's a long Rashi, but it's Kedai. The Hazachar who? Because the Rashi is a Zachar. The Ein Lach Lomar. You can't say that the Chelev, Ushtei Kloyos Shalom, and the two kidneys, She'ah, Shel Shilya, Shebimeyav Mashma, that the fat and the kidneys of an Asha, which have to be treated in a certain way, also include the fat and the kidneys of a baby. You know why? Because there is no baby. Why not? Because it's a male. Ah, Haboy in the Kiva. So therefore, if you are bringing in the Kiva, Kigo, Chatas, Ushlamim, which can be pregnant. Ein Shafir Vishilya Kadosh Behen. There's no Kedusha on the baby. The Ein Chelev Ushtei Kloyos Shel Shalil Shebimeihen Kraven. And the mother, the Chelev and the Kloyos of the baby are not brought the way the Chelev and the Kloyos of the mother are brought. And the Gemara is going to say in a minute that we're learning Efshar Mei Efshar. We're learning something possible from something impossible. Right? If you're learning something possible from impossible, then learn it out from an Ola. So to an Ola, nothing gets treated special because everything is burnt. Right? So why are you picking an Asham as a male? Well, if you're learning Asham from Efshar, learn from an Ola. So Rashi says, Ume Ola lo havile lemela. We don't want to learn from an Ola. Why would I learn? The Kalal who? Because it's completely burnt up. The af kol she'ein shafir v'shilya kadosh bo lo matu l'neima. And there's no shilya and a shafir by an ola. We don't want to say that. The lav ola midamis lahu. Don't compare it to an ola. Shaharei af shar habasa ein karav. No meat of an ola is brought. Right? The achilas zichrei kahuna lo yalaf bichatas ba'asham kidiyalaf mimincha. And by the way, we said, We read it yesterday. We said that, what do you learn from Mincha? Mincha Zichrei Kahuna. The Gemara says, which Kabbana? Chatas and Asham? It says that in black and white. No, it means Shlomim of a Tzibur. So why don't we learn out from Chatas and Asham that all Kabbana has to be Zichrei Kahuna? So Rashi says, Achil Zichrei Lo Yalof Michatas V'Asham Kidel V'Mincha T'tik Shalach Amai Akshinhu L'Mincha. Why learn it out from Mincha Leil Fei Mizivchei Shal Me Tzibur Me Asham V'Chatas? Learn it out from Asham and Chatas. You should dichtiv betarvayu gabi achil zecharim hu kache kachem hu. Because it says by then it's called the kache kachem. Hilchach mahatam lohati alfi ilo mei keishu de mincha. I would never learn that in a million years if not for the hekesh of mincha. Okay. Back to the Gemara. So kasavar, what do you see from here? Two things. First of all, vlados kachem behevyosanit kadoshim. Vlados become holy when they're born. In other words, they have no independent holiness when they're inside the mother. Therefore, their kidneys of the baby are not treated as the kidneys of the mother. Why not? Because it's a separate thing. It's not considered kidneys. It's considered just some part of the mother. When it's born, that's when the kedusha happens. Also, the don and efshar, misha'i efshar. Learn something possible from something impossible. Okay? Next. Miluim. What about miluim? The word, what do we do with the word miluim? So the Gemara says like this. Ma miluim. Just like miluim. What do you mean? Yeah. But the pasuk says, Zos Torah Sla'ola, Lachatas, Limi Luim. Put it on from that one. So we're going to learn. Now, the Gemara is going to say something now, which the Brisker Rav said, it doesn't make any sense, but the Gemara, there's two types of noser. There's the noser we all know, which is you're supposed to have eat meat over a certain period of time, and if you don't, it becomes noser. Right? There's another kind of noser. Let's say you have a guy. You had people like this. The Gemara talks about them. Very anal people. They're supposed to bring a carbon. What they do? They brought a backup carbon, just in case they happen to the first one. Right? Now, what happens if nothing happens to the first one? You bring it good. It's all good. What happens to the second one, the backup? The answer is nothing. Nothing. You take that backup, nothing happens to it. No, it's not really Kedusha. So the Gemara is calling that no sir. So is that no sir? What? How can it be no sir? It's alive. It's alive. It's not no sir. That's what you learn now. Miluim, ma, where is it? Ma miluim. Just like miluim. Mosrehen bisrefa. The no sir, we all know, gets srefa. The ain balechayim bin mosrehen. By the way, they didn't do this. By the way, there's no sir. There's no live animal set aside in case of a mistake, in case of problem. Ah, kol. So too, every carbon in the future. Mosrehen b'sreifa. No sir gets sreifa. There ain't bali chayim b'mosrehen. There's no such thing as a no sir by a bal chay. The grid is, you can only have no sir if it's a carbon. This is not no sir. Which is nothing. What do you mean? What do you mean? And there's no sir. What's in your refrigerator from 3 weeks ago? That's not no sir. It doesn't do with anything. Okay. Next. Shlamim. What about a shlamim? Ma shlamim. Just like a shlamim. Mithaglin. You get a piggle on a shlamim. Umispaglin. What does mispaglin mean? So Rashi says that word means like this. You have piggle on a carbon. What about all the accessories that come with the carbon? The wine, the oil, sometimes bread. All that's also all no good. Mepaglin, it makes piggle the carbon. Umispaglin, all the accessories. Afkal, mepaglin, umispaglin. So too, everything else also goes down the drain. Also everything, also every carbon. Rashi says, mepaglin, way down now. Way down. Mepaglin, es hanesachim. You've ruined the wine. Shemchishe bezevach. If you have a machshava for the carbon, af nesachim mefugalin. Even the wine's no good. Right? And then Rashi says, Mushum Haki, Yalof Mishlamim, the reason why we pick Shlamim is Mushum the Iker Pigle Tzivu. The Iker Pigle is by Shlamim. The Makar for Pigle is by Shlamim. Pars Kedoshim, right? That's by Shlamim. That is the Iker. That's why we pick this din by this carbon. Okay. Now, the Masni Satana Mishmej Rabbi Akiva, we looked a little bit different, Rabbi Akiva a little differently. He said, like this, Mincha, from the word Mincha, Man mincha mitkadesh the vilua, just like a mincha. Just like a mincha. You can, it becomes imparts flavor. By absorption, afkal mitkadesh the vilua. So too, every other carbon absorbs with, touching the hot meat, touching something else. Asks the sefer called the Yashar Vatov. But didn't Rashi say a few minutes ago that drasha doesn't make any sense because dough is soft? And that's why mincha is in part flavor, because it's soft, but something hard maybe would not. Rashi said that, and he answers, that's right, it's true. We have a principle called Ein Meshivet Al HaHekesh. Hekeshes are not logical. They don't have to be logical. That's it. It says mincha, he made a hekesh, which raises the question, what did Rashi say that for? Right? If it's not logical, then why should I give logic? I don't know. Rabbi Akiva, I don't think of logic. Just know I learned the Gemara, I learned my Mishnah with this pasuk. The logic. Therefore, it's not logical. So what? It's soft. It imparts flavor. So too, every carbon imparts flavor. Now, the Gemara says, by the way, putting aside the hekeshes, why does Torah say twice? Torah said it by Nesha. Torah said it by Chatas. We have Machlokes, which one they learn it out from. Why need both? So the Itzdrach Lamikhtav Mincha, the Itzdrach Lamikhtav Chasa. They're both necessary. The Iyashmina Mincha, if it only would have said Mincha, the Aydi Dirakika, since it's soft, Nivla, it absorbs. Aval Chatas, but a Chatas, aim below. I would say no. The Iyashmina Chatas, and if I only had a Chatas, I would say Mishum de Karir, because it penetrates. I don't know what that means. It penetrates throughout the meat. Avo mincha aim alo, mincha no. Therefore, tzricha, you need both. Okay? Now, Rabbi Akiva also learned something different from the word chatas. Chatas, he learned like this.
Ma chata. Just like a chata. Eino bo elemen achulin. Chatas can only be brought from chulin money. You can't use it. What other money do you have? Maisosheni money? You can't use a chata for maisosheni money for a chata. You can use a maisosheni money for shlomen. But not only can you, it's recommended. You can't use a chata. Oh, listen, I owe so much maisosheni. Great, because I owe so many chatas. I'll kill two birds. You can't do that. Also, ubayom has to be brought during the day. Also, ubiyata hayumans with your right hand. Yeah, what? The kohen has to use his right hand. Yeah, we're going to get to that. Af kol, so too, eino bo elemen achulin, so too, anything brought from chulin, any type of being a carver, it's got to be chulin. It's a chol. Ubiyom, and during the day, ubiyata hayumans with your right hand. So the Gemara says, chatas menolan. The chatas menolan. How do you know that? How do you know that it has to be your own money? Amar kro. This is pasuk talking about by the Yom Kippur service. The hikri of Aaron is parachas shelo.
Aaron brought a chatas that was his
mishelo from his own funds below mishel tibor, not from the tibor.
And then the Gemara says below mishel meiser. Now meiser is your own fund. What do you mean not from meiser? Why we don't have a car for meiser? I agree with you. Shalom means it has to be your fund. You can't take from the tzibur's fund.
True.
What about Meiser? What's the makar?
Right? I guess it means, I don't know. Biyom. Then it says Bayom, by day. Wait a minute. Bayom? That's an Afka. It's a puzzle that says that. I need this limud? From Chasa? It's a puzzle that says that. You must be right, Kilei Nasba. It's written for no reason. You're right. The yom is not one from here. You're right. There are psukim that they have to be during the day. The other yomonis. From here I learn that a chat has to be sprinkled with a right hand. It means the rabbi of Rechana nafka. That's old news. Some rabbi of Rechana, rabbi of Shlakish, call makom shemar etzpa v'kahuna in el yamin. Whenever it says the word etzpa or the word kohen, it means the right hand. Kohen is a buzzword for right hand. Every carpet says the kohen's there. I need a pasuk here, a limud from chatas. From an extra pasuk at the end of Parshas Tzav, so Gemara says you're right. Kedei Nas, but it's written for no reason. And by the way, the Ibay Shema, if you want to say it's written for a reason, because you know why? The author of this brisa, Tavolach Rav Shimon, he holds like Rav Shimon, the Amar who says Etzba, if it says the word Etzba, which sometimes it does, Lo Boy Kahuna, that doesn't require a Kohen. Kahuna, but the word Kohen, Boy Etzba, requires a finger. So it doesn't always say the word etzba. It always says the word kohen. Every carpet is a kohen. Says the word kohen, it's not enough. Teach me the right hand. Therefore, I have this limud. Now, asham, what do you learn out from the word asham? Ma asham, listen to this. Just like in asham. Atmosav mutarin, the bones are mutar. How do you know the bones are mutar of a carpet asham? Bones are mutar of a carpet asham? Says Rashi in the third to bottom line, fourth to bottom line, Ani shamati, I heard, Sharei necho lekahanan. They can be eaten by a kohen. The bones can be eaten by a kohen. The notes are about somos lo shayas. You can't have notes about bones. You know why? Eladavar ma'anecho, because it's not food. It's not food. So the kohanim get the bones. There's no noser. Therefore, they can do whatever they want with them. Yeah, maybe they have to do that. So they wait a day, and a day later, the bones are there, they got all the meat off the bones, now they can do whatever they want with it. I'm only reading you the Gemara. What? Of course not. So, atzamos means bones. Of course the meat not. What about the meat in the bones? I don't know. Ah, kol atzamos mutarid. So too, just like the bones of an asher mamutter, so too the bones of a chatas, every carbon is mutter. So Rashi says, wait a minute. The next Rashi says, wait a minute, Bafilu Ola, even in Ola. Rashi says, wait a minute, I can make this drasha with any carbon, just like the bones of a chatas are good. Why? Because there's no nose, because there's not food, so too every carbon is good. Why do you think it's drasha? Right, so Rashi says, all the words in the Nirbeinai, the Moli, the Milu Yi, Yitzera. It's extra words teach me that this is by an drasha. Question is much better than Tosa. The whole look at Tosa on this one. Ma'asham Tosa. Look how low the Tosa is. It starts over here and it goes to the end of the page. Right, tumbling about this issue. What? No sir, bones. The whole very complicated. So the bones you don't have to burn. That's what Rashi said.
Right? So?
They want them. What are they going to do with them? What are you going to do with it? Fine, you take the bones off. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with bones? What, make drumsticks out of it? What are you going to do with them? What are you going to do with them? If you want to, you have some purpose for them, right? Okay. I think it's only only Kahanim. Amar Rava. Rava says, Pshitali, okay, well, that's the stains of the garment. Okay? Why is it spoken earlier? I don't know. Amar Rava. Pshitali. It's obvious to me. Listen to this question. Only Kabari asked questions like this. Yeah, you have a stain, right? Dam chatas, you have a stain, and then dam chatas l'mata, dam ola l'mala. You have a stain, and on top of the dam chatas stain, you have a dam ola stain. You hear that? Now, we learned on top. Now, we learned that the only time you have a din of washing the garment was dam chatas, not dam anything else. You have a dam chatas stain first, and a dam ola on top. So, turn kibbutz. That's Rava. That's pasha to me. You have to wash that garment. Why? Because the dam chatas is touching the garment. The dam ola is not. I don't care about that. Right? You hear that, Mati? Boy, Rava, what about the other way around? Dam ola lamata, the dam chatas lamaila. Dam ola on the bottom, and dam chatas on top. Mahu, what's the din? We should know geyahu is touching the garment. Or naga, and it's touching. Oh, dilma, or maybe, bishum baluahu. The issue is absorption. Bahalo bala, and it's not absorbed. Look at Rashi. Third wide line on top over there. Or naga. Shadam ola nivla bebegin. The dam ola is the bottom thing. That gets absorbed into the begin. Ukishinafal dam chatas alav, and when the dam chatas falls on top of that, no gehu bebeged, it's touching the beged. Aval eno nivla, it doesn't get absorbed into the beged. Daha saveya le bibalua dam ola. Because the garment already absorbed all it can from the dam ola. You hear that? It's saturated from the dam ola, then you have a dam chaz on top. Yeah, it's definitely touching the garment. Is it absorbed? No. Okay, that's the question. Got a stain on it. How do you get two stains at one time? Fine. The question is, do you have to launder it or not? Because let's say he was standing there and another coin was standing there. He thought someone said this morning across the street. He was standing there and someone else was standing there. He's sprinkling his ola, you're with your dam, and you're with your chan, and they got mixed up. It's a bit the end of the stain went on your garment. He's going to change it. The question is, he has to launder it. Special din of laundering dam chatas only. Yeah. Happen in 2 seconds. Right. Asks the Evan HaEzel, who made up this din? Who made up this din that... Oh, by the way. Hadar Pashte, Rava answers it, the ain't on kibbutz. You don't require kibbutz. Now, what was his thought process? Like, what all of a sudden out of the blue... The answer is, what's the story? What's the story with dam chatas on top? The answer is, you don't have to launder it. What made him say that? But Evan has another question. Who made up the din? Who said that dam has anything to do with being balua? It was absorbed to the beggar. Who made up that one? Who made up that? All of a sudden, the Gemara said, what's the story? It's touching the beggar for sure, but it's not absorbed. Try having something. So Rava says, you don't have to launder it. Who made up the rule about absorb? Where'd that come from? Right. Right. Oh, so he answers similar. He said like this. He says, obviously, absorption is key, because if it's not key, scrape it off. Scrape it off. That's what we said by leather. He said, scrape it off. Obviously, since it's a beged, the issue is absorption. That's Rava. Therefore, if the dam ol is underneath and it got absorbed, there's no absorption of the chata. And therefore, no kibbutz. Right? It's obvious. So pashut. Right? Rashi goes out of his way to tell you this whole thing about absorption. You know why? That's all that counts. And you have to throw it out. Right, you have to make a wick out of it. You have to make wicks out of it. You're not allowed to walk around with dirty clothes. Don't require, but we learned that means you're not allowed to. No, because we said that we don't, right, the president doesn't do laundry like that. Right, the fancy people don't do laundry on like that. They get a garment, that's it, they get a new garment. Except for Dam Chata. Why? Because there's a custom. That's it. By blood, maybe blood might have been different. Might have said blood was different. Blood might have been different. What? No, as opposed to some dirt fell on the coin bottle. Some dirt fell on the coin. They wouldn't clean that. They'd throw it out. Why? Because laundering is a petty thing to do. By dam might have been different because it's part of the avod. I don't remember. We touched on that. I don't remember. Okay, next. On my rava, now this is a side tangent. Pshitul, it's obvious to me. Dam al bigdo chotze. Dam on a beged is chotze. Why is dam on a beged chotze? Because it's a chatzitza, right? Now, by the way, it's not just a beged, it's a body also, right? Now, minat Torah, the only way you can have a chatzitza is if it's robe of the body, or it's beged, and your makbid. It has to be robe and makbid. So today, that doesn't come up. Because today, the only mikvah we have is a woman, by Anita. Oh, what, she went mudsliding, and there's mud and rope over her body, and now she comes to mikvah. 1 minute. That's from Doraisa. Doraisa is only robe, and matzah. It doesn't come up today. As a woman have rope over her body full of something. It doesn't come up. Now, that's Midoraisa. Midorabanon, even a miyut, right? You have to be matzah. If you're not matzah, it might not be a problem. So it's very complicated. What's matzah mean? Right? So it's a big shiloh, comes up every time. Every row gets a shiloh. I just got home, and I noticed I had nail polish on my toes in the winter. Why'd you do that? Well, I want to see the coloring. I don't want to test it on my fingers. I want to test it on my toes. Same color of my leg. Test it on my toes, right? So this comes up all the time. They forgot about it, the woman. She forgot about it. So did it make fun? It's like a no? Now you mock it? Not to me, it's for sure. To me, it's a minority of the body. You mock it about that? She cares. So, stomach. It's a big child. These are the child that come up. These child come up all the time. So, I'm a rabbi. Pshitul, dam al bigdo chotes. But being tavachu ain't a chotes. But if you're a butcher, it's not chotes. Why is it not chotes? That's your profession. When you go to the butcher shop and you don't see dirty apron, like what's he doing today? Is he loafing around? Why is he dirty? Right? That's as much as badge of his trade. Right? The Beis Yosef asks a brilliant question. I'm not sure I understand the answer. He asks, and then the one more line, Revav al bigdo chotek, again, if you've got some grease stain on your body, it's chotek. The Yemocha Revav, who ain't a chotek? But if you're a grease seller, that's not chotek. Why? Because you're not mocking. And I'm mocking about that. Most people, if they have a stain, there's almost coffee all over their shirt. Not the meat of the shirt, not the robe meat, they're going to go home and change. Why? Because they're not, they don't want to look like that. Right? But if that's your profession, it's okay. Right? So ask the Beis Yosef, why don't we get the principle of Batla Daita Eitzel Kol Adam? Your da'at is batel on the norm. The norm is, blood stains are a chatzitza. Why? Because it's unseen. Why? Because you're machbid. That's why. You're machbid. It's called spade to spade. You're machbid. Nobody's going to go around with a blood on their cheek. You mock it. So just because it's your profession, therefore, it's subjective? Right? Butler died to Eitel Kalada. You hear that? So you hear that question? That if you have a stain on your shirt and or anything in your body, if you mock it about it, it's a chatzitza. Right? You're not going to work with a stain, you're a chatzitza. But if you're a butcher, it's not a chatzitza. Why not? Because you're not a makkah, that's your profession. Your job is. Right. So the question is,
So the Beit Yosef asked, why don't we say butl zayt to eifel kalado? You're dashing butl, whatever the norm is. You have a rule that rule all the time. Well, I was like, that doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother you, but it bothers everyone else in the world. So he gives two answers. He answers that you're right, but all butchers in the world are not mocked. No, but if you go to the store and you see him like that and he's clean, you're going to get upset at him. Why is he loafing around for that? Right? So he's not knocking. All butchers are not knocking. So therefore, the category is butcher. It's not the category of people in the world. Right. Exactly. They wear white, so they get dirty, so they look busy. Right? They look like they're working. Yes. So you see, you hear? All butchers are not knocking. The category is butchers. They're not categories that human beings. Right, the category is not interior decorators. They don't walk around dirty. Right, the category is butcher. Right, that's the first answer he gives. The Prisha just highlights that he says like this: if you were a butcher, you would not be machmir. Therefore, no butcher is machmir. What do you think of that? Similar answer. But he says, if you were a butcher, you wouldn't be machmir either. So what do you see? The butchers are not mafid. They're not mafid. They're very similar. Right. No, you have to toivel the beggar. The beggar has to be toiveled. So can you toivel something with a stain? You can't toivel your body with a stain. Why is the beggar not any different? So, you hear that? Good. Excellent. Boy, Rava. Dam urevav al big domout. What if you have blood and a grease stain on you? So what the question? What kind of question is that? In tavachu, if you're a butcher, typically be shum revav. Well, you still have a grease stain on you. And be mocha revav. And if you're a grease seller, typically be shum dam. Well, dam on you. No, lo tzmicha da avid le havahal. You do both. It's both your profession. I achad the lo kapit. So about one, maybe you're not machmir. No, but I tired the kapit. On both, you are going to be machmir. Even a butcher can be machmir. That only is an apron full of blood. It's also full of other junk. He'd be back. Oh, Dilma, a tardinami lo kapit. You're not even back on both. And the answer is, take a look. No. It goes by you. Are you machmir? So machmir is a very complicated shaila. The Ravid says, the Ravid comes up with a huge. The Ravid comes up with a huge chumrah. Listen to the Ravid's chumrah. He says like this. A woman goes to the mikvah. She comes back home. She calls the Rav. She says, by the way, I forgot. I traveled with my wedding ring. So now it's a miyut on her body. It's a miyut. She makvit. She says, I'm not makvit. She didn't bother me. I'm not makvit about that. Yes, no, I'm not makvit. Really? What about when you need him to go? Don't you take your ring off? Okay, of course. Habla, right? Of course. Yeah, but when I went to the mikvah, I wasn't machmir. Says the Ravid, it's not all the time. You can have machmir at a different time of the day, different time of the year. Therefore, don't tell me you're not machmir. Of course you're machmir. When it's something delicate, you take it off. You hear this? Therefore, you're going, what? It's a huge chumrah, which is shukhan our fault. It's a big chumrah. It's a big chumrah. Therefore, right. So what are the parameters of that chumrah? You're right. What are the parameters of that chumrah? Correct. But in the kitchen, right. No, you're right. So you have to do the parameters of that chumrah. That's a big chumrah. But we hold at that chumrah. Which is why, when a woman comes back and says, I left my wedding ring on, that's a big problem. That's much worse than saying, I left some toenail polish on. Much different problem. Much. But that's not what she's saying. She doesn't want to go back to the mikvah. She was waiting with her husband. It's only a day later. She realized, what does she do? Nah, I'm not machmir. What do you mean you're not machmir? You'll take it off to do the laundry. You'll take it off to knead dough. Right? You'll take it off to some paint job. Now you'll take it off. So what do you see? Don't tell me you're not machmir. You are. Right? It's a big chumrah, but it makes a lot of sense. It's not a whacked out chumrah. It's made the shulchan aruch quotes that chumrah. That's when it comes to ring, the rabban, if they're a bottom specifically, you know, listen, I'm not passing it. But that's a very different shayla than someone had a little bit of a scab on the bottom of her elbow, which no one sees anyway. You know? Very different shaila. Very different shaila. All based on this issue of chatzitza.
And machlid, really.
Okay. Hajjan alach tav chatzit, hajjan alach tav chatzit, hajjan alach tav chatzit. Okay, next. We'll do the Mishnah. Now, this parak is about kahanim being able to eat karbanos. So, what's a tful yom? A tful yom is someone who right now, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they're not tahar yet. They're going to be tahar tonight after the sun comes down. He went to the mikvah already. Right. So he says, listen, I'm a kohen. I can't eat this carbon now because I'm still tummy. But tonight I'll be tahar. So I'll set it aside now and I'll eat it tonight. Now he can't do avod either. But listen, it's part of the mishmar. So we'll set it aside and I'll eat it tonight. And then they have a mechutzah kippurim. The mechutzah kippurim is not only have to wait for nightfall, you have to also bring karbano. Same story. I'll set it aside. Right? Let's say I brought my karbanos today. And I'm waiting for nightfall. So can those people eat? So tvul yom, says the Mishnah, umechutzah kippurim, einan chalken, the kachem. They can't even set it aside. They're not allowed to do that. You know why? They have no chalik in it. Lechol le'erev, to eat it that night. They can't do that. Why? Because right now they're not right. Now, onain, an onain also can't do avodah. However, onain, nogeya, an onain can touch kachem. Onain is a tummy. It's not Tomei. He's an Onei. He can touch Kachim. However, the Eino Makrif. He can't bring Karbanos. He's an Onei. He's not allowed to bring Karbanos. The Eino Cholik Lechol Le'erev. He can't even set aside a portion to eat it that night. He can say, well, listen, the Kavur is going to be in 1 hour. Right? 9 o'clock in the morning. The Kavur is going to... So tonight, I'll eat the meat. I'll bring it to the house. I'll live down the box in the base of Mikdash. Right? I'm allowed to eat it. Right? I'm sitting Shiva now. Also not. Now, Bali Mumin, but a Balmum, Bain Bali Mumin Ovrin, Bain Bali Mumin Kivud, whether it's a temporary Mumin or a permanent Mum, Chalkin, they get a portion, so Alchon and they can eat, Avalo Machrivit. They can't bring Karbanos, they have a Mum. But they're allowed to eat. Why is a Mum different than an Onein? The Gemara will say, still not a Sukkot. Then the mission is a statement which is completely contradictory to what we just said. It's called She'eno Roy Lavoda. Whoever can't do Avoda, Eno Chalik Butter, doesn't get meat. We just said a Balmum does. The Gemara is going to say, but Balmum is an exception. Okay? And if you don't get meat, you don't get the hide. Okay, so listen, I'm a tzvoyom. I'm not hungry. I'm not interested in meat, but I want that hide. You can't get it. Why? Because you can't get the meat. Now, filu tame v'shas zrikas damim, even if he's tame at the moment of the zrikas adam, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, the tar v'shas hak t'chaladim. He'll be tar later that night. Again, Eino Chalkim Abbasar doesn't get any meat. Shenemar, it's a pasuk. Hamakrev et dam hashlamim et achelev b'mei aron lo tiyeh shok hayamin lo mana. You learn from that pasuk that what? That, what do you learn from that pasuk? Right. That you don't get a chelek of the, you don't get a chelek of the meat, even though right now you're a tahar. It's repetitive. We said that already. And the Gemara will flesh out all these details. Everything's going out of Sukkot. Tomorrow again. I'll be here tomorrow. Tomorrow again is the whole daf tomorrow is just drushes, learning out all the different nuances, owning this and tahar, owning and tamei and tvul yom and chutz kippur. You know, back and forth. One of those typical daf like that. That's tomorrow's daf. Once again, in the learning Leila Nishmas, Yisrael Mordechai ben Dov Zev, Shem Shavu'aliyah. And we should have only 20. Everyone have a good day. We'll continue tomorrow.